Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Find Your Spark podcast. It is Stephanie here, and today I am so excited to be joined by a very special guest, Alexa. I met Alexa a couple years ago briefly, but now being in Dallas for an education conference, I've got to spend the last couple days with her because she came to the conference with her mom, Brooke, our CEO. So let's give a warm welcome to Alexa. I believe this is your first time on the fire, is it? Okay, great. She was very accommodating when I was like, I wonder who would be a good guest. And so we're so excited that she decided to join us. Alexa, do you want to give a brief introduction about yourself to our audience?
Hi, I'm Alexa Reese. I'm Brooke's daughter, and I'm very excited to do this podcast. I've never been on it, so I'm a little nervous, but my sisters have done it before, so I've heard about it and it seems fun. So, I mean, I'm glad to be here and on it.
Yes, we're so happy to have you here. So, tell us, how old are you? Which grade are you in? Tell us a little bit more.
I'm 16, actually, of like 2 days. I just turned 16. I'm a sophomore in high school. I'm at Durant High School. I mean, it's a fun life of being a teenager. I'm actually really excited to be 16 because now I can drive, which is super exciting. And school is not as exciting, but it's there, so I try to make it as fun as I can.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those the necessary things about life. I think you have that in common with my son that you think it was like created by adults to like torture you. Yes. So one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about was I understand from your mom that you in some respects, might be wise beyond your years.
I've gotten that a couple of times.
So, what is it that you think makes you wise beyond your years?
I feel like for me being a teenager, a lot of times, like, I really do think I'm just a teenager. Like, I kind of have to remind myself, like, okay, I'm still 16. Like, I am just a 16-year-old. But I feel like with the way I grew up and it being very, all over the place and whatnot, I kind of had to grow up faster than most kids. And so I just think growing up, I thought higher of myself than, most young kids did. Like, I didn't really get that childhood experience. So very early on, I was like, okay, I have these responsibilities. And so it kind of just clicked in my head, like, OCD and being a perfectionist and like all these things. And like, I just had to be very orderly and like very, independent as well as like mature in a lot of aspects. And so just everything I did was a lot older than how old I actually was with everything I did.
Now I understand that you have a mentor is actually one of my friends and colleagues as well. Dickon, tell us about kind of maybe like that mentorship and or like do you think it's important for kids to have a mentor?
Personally, I do. I have four siblings, and as my mom spoke about it with us yesterday here, we've all kind of had a mentor at some point, except for maybe my younger brothers, just because how young they are. And I just think for me, it's definitely opened up my mind and like taught me a lot of things because every time I've spoke to Dick, and he can process this too, I have told him things and then he'll, give me a response to it and maybe not necessarily an answer to it, but just his insight on it. And I'll be like, oh my gosh, that makes so much sense. And like it just kind of clicks in my brain on why he would say that. And it's one of those things where it's like internally, like my spark knew that already, but I didn't know that. You know what I mean? And so it kind of just makes it click for me. And it's kind of like growing up, how like every little kid has like a superhero or, somebody that they look up to and they're like, oh, you're my hero or oh, you're my role model. For me, having a mentor is kind of like that because I can look up to him and be like, he's gonna kind of guide me and help me like figure out things at such a young age. Like even as, wise beyond my years I am, I still have questions. And so he definitely answers those for me without answering them, if that makes sense.
Yeah, like do you mean like he draws it out of you? He draws like what is inside of you out.
Like I already have that inside of me and I already know the answers to it, but I just kind of need that little like push to really like sink in and kind of like think about it. I mean, as he says, he always says, you know, you always have kind of like a cloud in your mind, and it's kind of like everywhere you go, you have that little kind of like, you know, when people say your rose-colored glasses, you always have that. But the second that you just kind of go into your quiet space and you just kind of, you know, let yourself really just sit there for a moment, that cloud or those glasses, you know, open up and go away. And so you can really like internally like have that moment with yourself to figure things out. And then you don't have any more questions because it kind of just clicks.
I love that.
Yeah, that is one thing that I will definitely give him credit for, but I've stuck with it because he's always said that to me and it just makes the most sense.
It really does. And for me, that's showing you that showing me that you're wise beyond your years. Like, not a lot of just turned 16-year-olds like that. That's amazing. So is there anything that you've kind of either learned through your mentorship or just like through life that you wish other kids your age would know?
I would say from being a very emotional person that just being okay with being an emotional person is my biggest lesson that I've learned because, you know, everyone, you know, will pick on me about my attitude or, you know, how I act sometimes or all the sorts of things like that and how I handle my emotions. But at the end of the day, I've realized like it's so much better for me, like being able to grow as a person now that I can actually express my emotions and not either be apologetic for it or, you know, hard on myself for showing my emotions. Because a lot of people, especially my age, like they're like, oh, you're so dramatic for, you know, responding in that way to that certain situation. Or they think that it kind of makes you weak, especially with the boys. They think that if you show your emotions, that you're less of a person. And for me, I've always thought that you're more of a person if you can show your emotions just because you can actually clearly communicate. And any situation that I've shown my emotions and communicated, I've gotten a lot better of a response or, you know, an end of the story than if I hadn't of. And so I think the most important thing is just being able to open up and allow yourself to do that without, you know, as I said earlier, being apologetic for it.
I love that. And I totally agree with you that emotions are part of the human package, right? Like, if you don't have them, like, you need to check your pulse. Like, we're not robots, okay? We're not like AI walking around in a meat suit. Like, we're actual real life humans, and emotions are a part of it. But I totally get what you're saying, where there's definitely been times in my life as well where you feel like it's not allowed to be human, and that's unhelpful, like really unhelpful. It's not be able to, feel comfortable to express yourself for fear of being made fun of or not fitting in or not, whatever it is. And so to be like comfortable in your skin and show your true self, that's really amazing, Alexa. Like, that's like not a lot of 16-year-olds have that. Do you realize how special that is for you?
I have heard that. I mean, of course, I'm still working on it with myself, but I will say, and you can ask anybody who knows me, from when I first came into my mom's family, I mean, it's been a growth journey. Like I definitely have grown since then and am a lot more comfortable with myself and able to express my feelings than I used to be.
Yeah, well, I really think this it's actually a lifelong journey. Here I am. I'm 47 and I'm still on that journey. So it does get easier. That's the good news. But you're always going to, have those kind of thoughts that creep in of like, can I be 100% authentic right now? And the more you say yes to yourself, then as you to your point, the more society says yes to you as well. Have you found that?
Yes, I have. I mean, especially with the society I'm growing up in, I feel like everyone is so judgmental, and you know, anything you do becomes a meme or is picked on.
Mm.
And I think personally, like, especially this year, I've grown the most. And after everything I experienced last year, I feel like the second I was like, okay, I need to just really come in tune with myself and like figure out me before I can go around figuring out anybody else. And like the second I sat down with myself and, I found that quiet space, I really connected with myself. And I'm now I can say I've had the best relationship with, my parents and my friends, and a lot of friends I used to be friends with, I'm not anymore, and it's for the best. And a lot of people have come and go, but I think in the best way. And I couldn't say I've ever been more happy than I am right now because of how, I really just connected with myself.
Wow, that just gave me goosebumps.
Yeah, it gives me goosebumps talking about sometimes because it really has been a long journey.
Oh my gosh, I'm so happy for
Thank
you,
you.
Alexa. Oh, I wish my teenage Stephanie self would have like known the things
I
that
know.
you know.
Yeah, that's something that me and Dickon have talked about a lot is just the fact that I am so blessed to know the things I do know. And I mean, granted, I give it all to my mom and Dickon for teaching me these things, and of course, everybody who works with Spark. And I just think that me being so young and knowing these things, I try my best to pass it on to my friends as much as I can, just because, like I've said, it really has changed my life.
So maybe we can just go a little bit more in that direction of some of the things you've learned that you think have been most helpful that would also, be helpful for other 16-year-old girls out there. Like if you could somehow let every 16-year-old girl know something, what would it be? What would you want them to know?
I would say, and this is so cliche, but don't care about what other people say. Growing up, I have always had people pick on me, and that sounds crazy, but because, I don't know one person who can't say they've had someone at some point pick on them. But in my case, it's always been, either about my family situation or how I look or, who I associate myself with and whatnot. And I've always come home and, of course, told my mom about it. And the one thing she has always said is they're jealous of you. And for a while, that didn't really make sense to me because, yourself, you're your hardest critic on yourself. And so I've always been like, oh, I don't see why they would be jealous of me. And of course, now growing up and like, finally becoming fully me and like confident with myself, I understand it. And I think I've really just learned, okay, if they're jealous of me, then it is what it is. That's my biggest motto. It is what it is because I spend so much time overthinking and really analyzing every situation. And I've just realized the second that I let that go and I don't overthink and overanalyze, it just is what it is. Everything works out. And the second that I'm like, okay, I know that, I'm going through life with the best intentions and I'm going through just being myself, then I really couldn't care less of what other people say or think about me.
Yeah. Wow.
And I mean, for me, that is just the biggest thing of really being happy because, like my mom was speaking about my dad yesterday, just being in his own world and, not caring what other people say or do. Just, I mean, how could you be any happier if you're not worried about what other people are going to say or think when you act or behave a certain way or look a certain way? Then, I mean, you're just being you.
Yeah, it takes like the weight of the world off your shoulders when you realize that other people's opinions actually don't matter. I mean, they only matter if you think they matter. Once you realize they truly don't and don't actually have any bearing on your well-being, then wow. Yeah, you end up like in this blissful bubble of your own world.
Yeah, because I mean, it's just you and you're just sitting there and happy. Like, I mean, you couldn't think about anything else is really just at the end of the day, the thing that makes me happy. Like, if I can go to bed with a clear mind, then I'm like, okay, that's a really good day.
Yeah, for sure. And sometimes, I have like problems falling asleep because I don't have a clear mind, but I love how the mind works, that it'll clean itself out like while I'm sleeping and I wake up fresh. And there's like that new opportunity. Like there's really nothing, I mean, as valuable in my opinion as a clear mind. It's where all the good feeling and the ideas and the confidence, like all the good juice of life comes from a clear mind. Yeah. So, That's awesome that we recognize the value of a clear mind. And so then some listeners might be like, well, how do I get a clear mind? What do I do? So maybe you can answer that question for our listeners.
Yeah, being an overthinker, I do need tactics to a clear mind. For me, music is a big outlet. I'm not necessarily someone who plays piano or sings, but just listening to music, finding, maybe an artist or a certain genre of music really helps me, because if I can just listen to the lyrics and relate it to my life, it might, in my case, help me finish the story, if that makes sense. Because personally, every time I listen to a song, I think of it as a story. And so if I can listen to the full song and it ends, that gives me kind of like a clarity of like what this certain situation might end up being like. And along with that, journaling. Journaling is a big thing for me. My mom knows I have many journals and I keep them in a memory box. I probably have over 10, but just being able to write that down on paper, for me, really started out my journey with being able to express my feelings, because talking to somebody necessarily wasn't my first choice of outlet. Like, that was really difficult for me. And so being able to write it down on paper, and it's just me and myself reading it and, going through it, it kind of releases those thoughts out of my mind, because I just put it on the paper and I let it go.
Yeah, that's why a lot of people find journaling really, really powerful. It's just like an outlet to get out loud and let the new thought or no thought to come
Exactly.
in. Wonderful. Let's see. So obviously, since you're still human, you may have, like moments of like frustration and overwhelm, as all humans do.
Yeah, of course.
What are some things that are hopeful or that are helpful for you to remember, like in those moments? Those moments when we do get, caught up in our metaphorical snow globe.
I think for me, it just brings me back to how Dickens says the whole cloud thing, where, the rose-colored glasses. And a lot of times when it comes down to that, if I'm really in my head, I normally will, go to my room and I'll just kind of sit there for a second with myself and, maybe put my phone down or have no music, have no journal, just sitting there with myself to really think about it, but not think about it. And that kind of contradicts my statement, but saying that, I mean, I'm not going to sit there and overanalyze what my thoughts are, but I'm going to kind of just think about my thoughts. Like, okay, I'm thinking a lot right now. Why am I thinking like this? How can I stop thinking like this? And then I let it go, rather than sitting there and thinking about the thought and being like, okay, well, what's happening, and why am I thinking like this? And then I keep spiraling. A lot of times I just like to think about it once and I'm like, okay, you know what? It's either in my control and if it is, then I do the actions to really fix the situation. Or if it's out of my control, then I just think about it and I'm like, okay, it is what it is, and I let it go.
Wow. That is some high level self-awareness, Alexa.
Always have that unlocked, but I mean, a lot of times, especially recently, I've been working really hard with that.
Wow, amazing. I will also remember those. And I get what you mean, thinking about it, but not thinking about it. Because when I know that I'm going, down a rabbit hole with some unhelpful thinking, to take a step back and be like, oh, wow, look at those thoughts. Look at that. This is what I'm doing right now. And that I don't have to do it. Like, I don't have to jump into all of that thinking. I can just like be the observer of it.
And well, like you said, right now, like just being present. Like, a lot of times my thoughts will be about the future or something of the past. And of course, those are out of my control. So I just, if I can be able to think about that and recognize the fact that it's either, something that is upcoming that I just can't figure out right now, or something that had already happened, then I can let it go, because it's not something I can physically or mentally fix right this moment.
Yeah, exactly. That's so powerful, that in your control, out of your control. And it makes it like when you realize that, there's a lot less for us to do. Right? Right? There's so much less that is like on us to do. And that's another great thing about our minds, is that our minds will clear out if we let them if we let them. So it's more of a non-doing
Yeah,
than
exactly.
doing. Yeah. Cool. Wow. Well, this has been really inspiring. Alexa, is there anything else that you want to share with our audience before we sign up?
No, honestly, I think I've said quite a bit, so I think I've said it all.
You have. Well, thank you so much for joining us. It was a pleasure. Maybe you'll come back again
Yes.
sometime on our podcast. And to our listeners, we hope you enjoyed these insights from an amazing 16-year-old girl. Please do share this with teenage girls and boys in your life that could hear this very refreshing perspective. Until next time, take care.
It
Bye.
takes a spark to start a fire. It takes a heart to have desire. It takes some sweat.